David, your thoughts on today's game here at the Oval?
Probably mixed emotions, Andy. I thought first half we probably shaded it, probably were the better side. Probably could have went in leading the game 1-0. Second half again, you know, it was a tough game. It was probably 50-50 in the second half. I don't think there was Glentoran too many chances to our back four and the goalkeeper's credit. And thankfully, what could have been the turning point with the decision on the penalty. I thought it was harsh. Certainly a game of this magnitude that the referee has to make sure that he's got the right call. But thankfully Chris stood up. He was big. He chose the right way and made a fantastic save for us. It probably, you know, when I look at the decision again, some of the decisions probably didn't go our way today. I don't think we got too many small calls today or the big calls. But again, you tip your half. I have to tip my hat off to the players today. I thought they were incredible the way they went about it. The way they stuck to it today. And as I say, on another day, we probably could have certainly won the game.
Lots of big games from big players there. You mentioned Chris Johns with the really big moment in the game, but you know, Jamie McGrew, Mark Stafford, Mark Hawkey, you know, I could go through the whole team, but big performances from big players, especially after the disappointment of the last time when we were here.
Yeah, they're all big players to me, Andy. All the players that were selected today, who started, and in and around the squad, they're all big players. Any of them across the white line, I'm expecting them to go and play the way we want them to play. But again, I thought some of our defensive blocks and tackles, organisation, and that's what still sort of irritates me a wee bit now, the frustration that, you know, on another day the official could have robbed us of, you know, at least a point coming out of a game. So as disappointed as I feel with that, I'm also proud with the effort and the application that the players put into the game today.
And could have nicked it right at the end. Andy Waterworth, header, and I think it was Reece Marshall appeared from the net to get it off the line.
Yeah, I thought we were breaking. I thought it was one of them. The ball fires out to Kirk and you're hoping then when it flicks up into the air, you don't want anybody else in the league than Andy. And again, credit to Glentoran, they got back and cleared it off the line. But we had one or two other little sort of moments, opportunities. I don't think Glentoran had too much. They play and they play in a difficult way that you have to sort of protect when they get the ball forward quite a bit. But I thought what they threw at us today, we dealt with it pretty well.
It was always going to be a tough game. It was a game you'd love to win, but it was a must not lose game today to keep that gap at the top of the table, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would have loved it. I would have loved for the players to get what I feel that we probably more than deserve today, winning the game. But again, you know, you'd rather have half a loaf than no loaf. So we'll get ready to go again for Tuesday night against Crusaders, and we look forward to it.
We've beaten Crusaders 2-1 three times this year. Wouldn't it be lovely to make it four times on Tuesday?
Yeah, again, Crusaders are, you know, they probably by their own high standards scrambled into the top six. But again, you know, credit to Stephen and the experienced players in the dressing room where they did dig in and they did show a little bit of, you know, character towards the end. So they're in decent form. They had a good result last week in the cup competition. So I say they're always a tough team to play.
It's surreal to come here, you know, with five games to go, chasing the title, Glentoran chasing the title, and there's nobody here.
Yeah, again, that would have been one for the supporters here today. You know, both sides. It would have been one of them games. You know, two and fro, and sort of the penalty save at the end, and our chance at in the 92nd minute. So. It's unfortunate that they're not here, but hopefully in spirit that these players, and I know I've been questioning, I see some of the negativity at times when we draw a game or when we lose a game. I understand it, but again, these players have given so much. You know, we don't go out and, you know, to hear some of the negativity. Obviously, the social media stuff's obviously, I think, a blackout this week. Thank God, because sometimes, you know, some of the rubbish that you have to hear, you know, about, you know. And I include myself, not that it matters to me, because I couldn't give, you know, too much thought to it. But, you know, people are being critical of their own players and our own players, and about a substitution in the wrong formation. And, you know, you're always fighting about trying to get it right. Every decision, every footballing decision that I have ever made for this football club, every signing that I've, every change, every formation change, every decision that goes into a hard working, hard week, it's all done for one reason, Andy, to make Linfield Football Club win a game of football on a Saturday. So people are going to have their gripes at times and whatever else. I get it. I just thought a wee bit of negativity when some of these players, and I know some of them read it and some of them don't. I very rarely read it, but I get shown it and then I make a point and want to look at it. Get behind the players. These guys, if somebody was coming up short and not working as hard as the Linfield way, whatever else, I'd be the first to crack down on it. You know, these guys have given absolutely everything so far. I'm so proud of them. I'm so pleased the way they went about their business today. And I look forward to going on Tuesday night and hopefully further down the line and 2-3 games or 4 games, whatever it is, to make sure our lads get their just rewards this year.
No negativity or criticism about today's performance, which was a great. It was actually a great game.
Oh, you never know,
great,
Andy.
It was a great game of chance.
Andy,
out there
again,
today.
I know you're. Great game. You never know. Mm-hmm. Again, we get criticised for making changes, and I know obviously it's the weekend when social media is going to be a blackout or whatever else. But to be honest, I'm sick to death of hearing some crap said about my players. Honestly, it drives me mad. So if I'm a player going out to have to play, to try and win a league title, to try and win a game, to win a league title. Do me a favour.
A lot of hard work over the next 4 games now, isn't it?
Hard work, Andy. That's what these players have always given. Mm. As I say, I'd be the first to crack down on our players if I felt we were taking our eye off it, if I felt that they weren't working hard enough. Get behind your players. Stick behind your players. The clues in the title, supporters, support your team through thick and thin. Through thick and thin.
Yep.
Thanks, Andy.
And to finalise... Desi Cathcart before your time,
but
I know your father
absolutely
would know of Desi Cathcart.
Yeah.
You know, played 300 games, played against Man City when they beat them. Sad news for the club yet again yesterday.
Incredibly sad news. It sort of seems probably every sort of month that we sort of pass by now, we're not only losing legends who were renowned at this football club, we're losing some of our older generation supporters who haven't had the opportunity to be back at Windsor. So certainly myself and the players, obviously we had them in a silence beforehand. Speaking to Terry Hayes, who's been at Linfield a long time, he mentioned about Desi being an absolute superstar for him. He was one of his favourite players. So Terry Hayes has got a good eye for a player. So I'll take that, as I say, disappointing, and certainly for me, the manager of this football club, I'd like to pass on my deepest condolences to the family.
Well said and well done here today, and let's go again Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.